say their names. The 137 names on this wall represent the list of the fallen, a remembrance of Black people living in the United States who have been killed by police or other law enforcement officers in the past 20 years. In Kill Move Paradise, Isav reads these names from an ever-expanding list, one spit out from a printer, one name at a time, growing longer and longer over the course of the play. The people on this wall, sons and daughters, parents and grandparents, educators and scholars, athletes and artists, senior citizens and children, are by no means a complete documentation of the deaths of Black people at the hands of police officers over the course of the past two decades. In fact, according to a Washington Post-curated police shooting database that records and analyzes every fatal shooting by an on-duty police officer in the United States, in 2019 alone, at least 235 Black people lost their lives due to this type of systemic violence at the hands of the police. Rather than paint a complete picture, these names represent just a small sampling of the loss of Black life, meant to remind us of the vastness of this epidemic. The List of the Fallen was initially crafted by playwright James Imes while writing the play, and, with his encouragement, added to by the production team during the rehearsal process in an attempt to reflect the continued violence experienced by Black bodies since the publishing of the script. Say their names. As Imes reminds us in his stage directions, quote, "The speaking of the names is an attempt to keep those bodies alive, to keep Black men and women alive."